Welcome to our special edition of Health and Wealth in-depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. We are speaking with Clint Luderman from 21st Century Rehab about the importance of physical activity. What are some of the positives of exercise? I know people think of the easy to come to mind things of better cardiovascular health, lose weight, but really from, you know, top to bottom, what are those positives of getting exercise?
So exercise gives us a lot of different things. Like you said, you get the cardiovascular benefits, you get just the wellness benefits. But you know, some of the things that people don't think about, depression, anxiety, those things that people are dealing with right now with all of this pandemic stuff going on, you know, any sort of exercise can help with that. And the one that people don't think about, if you have pain, exercise is actually good for pain. Movement is medicine. And so the more you can get up and move and keep your joints moving, keep your muscles moving, the less stiff you become, the less pain you have. We get a lot of people that come in with arthritis and it just hurts if I move, so I don't do anything. Well, that's not really the benefit either. And so we try to get people up and moving. And once they realize I can move and do some different things without having a lot of pain, then they're more willing to go ahead and continue to do the exercises and get up and move and exercise. And so it helps with pain. It helps with, like I said, anxiety, depression, heart disease, name a disease, diabetes, Parkinson's, all of these things that people deal with that are long-term things. General exercise is good for that, let alone for people that are younger that want to prevent some of those things. Prevention of a lot of these long-term health issues is one of the things that exercise can help with. So it's one of the best medicines that's out there because there are no side effects except for that initial muscle soreness when you start to exercise after you haven't been doing anything. So otherwise, yeah, it's better than any medicine out there because there's no risk involved with it.
What are the recommendations for exercise per week? And what can happen if people go extended periods of time without getting that recommended exercise?
Sure. Right now, the recommendations are 20 to 30 minutes of cardiovascular exercise, 3 to 5 days per week. Obviously, getting to that 5 days per week is great, but it's always, things are different now, right? It used to say people are so busy with so many things, it's hard to get that in. People aren't as busy anymore. And especially, I think, you know, working from home, it's just a great opportunity to be able to get up and move around and do some of those things maybe you couldn't do before. And so if people aren't getting those things in, that's when you start to see that just general deconditioning. You start to see people get overweight, you get out of shape, you have more pain, you have more difficulty doing things. And then when you try to do those things, the remodeling project that's been sitting in your house for years and you're finally seeing, you say, oh, I want to take that on. That's when people end up getting hurt. It's that you used to call it weekend warrior, right? Where you sit around and do nothing all week and you go crazy on the weekend. Well, you get that big deconditioning period, and then you try to do some activities that you used to be able to do just fine, and then you end up getting yourself hurt, injuring a muscle, falling, causing more damage than good with that type of activity then.
Now, what are the benefits to physical therapy? I know people will get physical therapy for injuries, but what are the real scientific benefits of physical therapy?
Yeah, so we see people for everything, really. We have a great staff at the clinic here in town, and we see people for just this generalized weakness. Especially as people get older, they tend to be a little more sedentary, they don't move around as much, they get weak, they start falling. And so physical therapy is great for fall prevention and to help people that have been falling to stop falling. You know, falls are one of the biggest issues with elderly population. You know, you start to fall, you start to end up with fractures, which then puts you in the hospital, which then ends up with surgery and then ends up with nursing home. And you just get this big decline. And so anytime we can do anything to prevent injury or prevent falling, that's great. We see people after all sorts of injuries and surgeries. Basically, you name it, we see it. Some of the unique things that we see is vertigo, so dizziness. A lot of times people think there's nothing that can be done about that, and we can actually do a lot for that. It's a really fairly simple treatment once we figure out what's going on that can address the dizziness, which again helps people with falling and unsteadiness and things like that. Just again, it's that movement, it's restoration of movement. So physical therapists are movement specialists. That's what we do, is we help people move and regain proper movement and change movement patterns. People, a lot of times, you know, when you're at work, a lot of times you sit the same way, you move the same way, which then causes just patterns of movement and weakness in some muscles and tightness in other muscles. And so we try to balance those back out, work on the strengthening of the weak muscles, mobilization of the stiff muscles to kind of get things balanced so that you learn to move properly so that you don't end up with, so you recover from your current injury, but you don't end up coming back again. My goal is to help you figure out how you can move so you don't have to come and see me again.
We will be back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
Wherever you go, stay connected to home and stay connected with us. RaccoonValleyRadio.com is your online source for local news, weather, sports, funerals, and more. Plus, you can listen to our live stream from anywhere in the world. RaccoonValleyRadio.com. Everything you hear on the air is on our website, available for you 24/7, 365. The station you love, the station you count on, is always with you. Find us online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com and add it to your bookmarks today.
Welcome back to our special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth Program. We are continuing our conversation with our guest, Clint Luderman from 21st Century Rehab, on the importance of physical activity. What are some of the most common things that you see while you're, you know, doing your physical therapy and people are coming in?
It really seems to vary. It kind of goes in streaks. We used to see, obviously, a lot of total knees. Now, with some of the restrictions, we're not seeing as many of those. But just now, people are coming in with pain, knee pain, ankle pain, hip pain, back pain. Back pain is obviously a very common one. You know, 75% of adults will end up with some sort of back pain at some point in their lives. And so we see a lot of people that come in with back pain and just help, again, figure out what the root cause is. You can Google a lot of things. We get people that come in. I've been dealing with this for a long time. It's been going on for 6 months. I tried to Google it. I did some different things and it made it worse. The problem with that is you don't actually always know what's going on. And so that's the benefit of coming into therapy, is we can do an evaluation. We'll look you over top to bottom, kind of see what movement issues are going on and prescribe the correct exercises versus just ones that you find on the internet. And so back pain is a huge one. Neck pain, shoulder pain. Again, name a pain on a body part and we work with that. Some of the different things that we do dry needling, which is addresses trigger points or knots in the muscles. Sometimes people come in with a lot of headaches and issues with that. You know, that area across your shoulders that gets really tight, or up in your neck that get really tight. We can help to loosen those muscles up and address some of the headache issues that are going on. Another unique thing that we see is TMJ or jaw pain. That's another one that I've had people come in. They've been dealing with it for 5+ years and they just thought there was nothing that could be done. Nobody ever told them what could be done. And that's something that physical therapy is actually very helpful with as well.
It's no secret that with the way the workforce is these days, people are spending a lot more time sitting. What are some recommendations for people? Because as you mentioned earlier, you're supposed to get the 20 to 30 minutes 3 to 5 times a week, but that can be hard when you're working for 8 hours a day and most of that time is spent sitting. What are some things people can do while they're at their work day to stay more active?
Absolutely. One of my favorite things is just to stand up every 30 to 45 minutes. So if you spend a lot of your day just sitting at the computer, working at the computer, if you can set a timer and get up every 30 to 45 minutes and just stand for 30 seconds, that's something very simple. You can stay working. You can stay at your computer if you need to. You can just stand up and sit down out of the chair 10 times. Another one that I really like is kind of reversing that curve. So we all sit, kind of our shoulders are hunched over, we're heads forward, we're looking at the computer, working everything forward. And so then just standing tall, pulling your shoulders back, kind of reaching your hands up towards the ceiling. If you watch football, almost like in a touchdown official's position, where you're just reaching those arms up and out to the side just to kind of stretch out the chest and everything like that. Those are some really simple things you can do. You can do those just sitting as well. And so any type of movement, changing the position you're in, reversing the position you're in as much as you can through the day.
We will be back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
Do you like sports? If so, then you've come to the right place. We here at the Raccoon Valley Radio Network carry all of your favorite sports from all of your favorite area teams. We've got basketball, baseball, softball, football, wrestling, and more. And if you're not able to listen to us on the air, then you can listen to us online from anywhere around the globe at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. And if you happen to be busy the night of the game, you can listen to our online archive for any game throughout the entire season. Your home for sports is the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
Welcome back to our special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth Program. We are finishing up our conversation with our guest, Clint Luderman from 21st Century Rehab. Now, what are some exercises for people that they can do at home? I know with the way the coronavirus pandemic has been, gyms have been a little bit spotty on whether they've been open or not. So what are some good exercises people can do at home to kind of remain active?
Again, this varies based on age, right? So we're looking at if you're younger, healthier, typically more active, you know, just some body weight exercises, doing some push-ups, some squats. You know, you want to do something where you're pushing, like push-ups and pulls, so you can do some rows. If you've got, like, you can get those exercise bands and just loop it around something so you're pulling back as well. That's a good one, just because you're, again, working some of those back muscles that usually don't get worked because we're sitting slouched at our computers all day. Just walking, going up and down stairs. Again, for any age, getting up and walking regularly is important, especially as we age. We don't tend to want to get up and move as much. I have a lot of patients that, you know, they say, well, I've got to get up and go to the bathroom. bathroom all the time. I said, well, then take the short way to the bathroom, but take the long way back. Do you have to walk a little bit extra to get back to your chair? Walking forward, one of the best things you can do is actually walking backwards. Now, if you have any balance issues, don't do this at home by yourself. Come into therapy, we'll get your balance better, and then you can work on that at home. But walking backwards just uses different muscles. It uses your hips differently, uses your quads and your calves differently. And so it's good to work different muscles different ways. Another one that I really like, especially as we get older and it gets more challenging to get up out of the chair, is just to practice standing up and sitting back down. Try and do 5 to 10 repetitions all at once. It's a good actually cardiovascular workout for some people at that point. It uses a lot of different muscles and it's functional. Everybody needs to get up out of the chair. You need to get up off the toilet. You need to get up out of bed. And so just that movement is a nice, simple thing that you can work on.
Now, what are some things that people might not think as important, but could really, but really do play an important role? You know, things like the kind of bed you sleep on or the shoes that you wear that people might not think of. You know, what are some of those things that have a kind of profound impact on your need for physical therapy in the future that people might kind of just brush off?
So talking about bed, and I get lots of questions about what's the best bed, what's the best pillow, some of those questions. And that's so individualistic. I don't really have a great answer. Everybody's body is a little bit different. And so I think everybody responds differently to different materials, different fabrics and densities and stuff like that. And so it's kind of up to each individual. Some of the things, again, that people don't think about is balance. I think that's such an easy thing that fades quickly. And so one of the things I work almost everybody, have them just stand on one foot and do that while you're brushing your teeth. You know, everybody brushes their teeth a couple times a day. Hopefully they're brushing their teeth a couple times a day. And so just practice standing on one foot for 30 seconds, stand on the other foot for 30 seconds. It's just a simple thing you can try to do to kind of keep your balance up. Some other little things, again, just being aware of posture and position while you're working on the computer, making sure you're not slouching too much. The position of the monitor, position of the computer, where you're looking is important. And that changes if, you know, you're older and you're wearing bifocals, then you need to move your screen down a little bit. If you're younger and you don't need bifocals, you know, the top of the screen should be about at eye level. And so just looking at some of that setup, sometimes those are easy things that we can help people with as well, or they can work on at home or try to make some of those changes.
Now, just to kind of touch on that, you know, posture is incredibly important, you know, when you're sitting in an office chair all day or you're sedentary. What are some effects that poor posture can have on people that might not be readily something that they would think, oh, that's probably because I've been slouching?
We see a ton of people with shoulder pain and headaches, and a lot of that's posture related. Just because, again, as you sit and you're in that slouch position, you know, your head is tipped back a little bit in relative so that you can keep it level. The muscles in the back of the neck get really tight. That can cause a lot of headaches. They usually start in the back of the head. They wrap up around, go into your eyes. It can actually cause some dizziness. If there's postural issues, it can cause some vision issues. Again, all of that from the back of the neck there can cause issues like that. Shoulder pain, shoulder problems. Again, if you're sitting in that position a lot and then you go do activity, your shoulders, those muscles kind of back between the shoulder blades can get really weak. And so your shoulder isn't in a good position, which then can cause a lot of rotator cuff issues. So we see a ton of people that have rotator cuff issues just because they have poor posture and they're moving the wrong way. And so it can be, we get a lot of people that come in, my shoulder hurts. Well, let's work on your posture. Well, that doesn't make any sense at first until we, you know, educate them on the position of the shoulder and how it sits and how it functions and how that can play a role.
And that's a look at the importance of physical activity with our guest, Clint Luderman from 21st Century Rehab on the special edition of Health and Wealth In-Depth Program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.